The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
How do I ask my boss for a raise? I'm so jealous of my coworker's promotion. I just don't know what to do. Is there a good way to brag about my accomplishments? Careers are complicated, and there are so many hush-hush topics we're told we can't talk about. That's why you have the Career Contessa podcast. I'm your host, Laura McGoodwin, and each week I'm joined by experts to help you overcome your workplace woes with actionable advice that you can use today. Subscribe to the Career Contessa podcast and make progress in your career every Tuesday.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hi, it's Mariana. I am the co-founder of Summer Fridays and host of the Life with Mariana podcast. This episode is with Morgan Stewart McGraw, and she's really known for her iconic personal style and her witty personality. You guys might have watched her on TV, on E!, or maybe you follow her on Instagram or TikTok. I love watching her funny personality on TikTok, but also her style inspiration on Instagram. And this episode is all about her classic style with a twist, her personal style tips, her vision behind her new brand, Wrangly, and choosing daytime and nighttime looks, and the importance of investing in staple wardrobe pieces. If you guys are loving this episode from Morgan and I, be sure to screenshot and post it on your Instagram and tag the two of us. And I'm going to send a few of you guys to send some Summer Fridays products too while you're listening to the episode. And this week's life update, I'll just tell you guys a little bit of what's been going on in my world. So April kicked off Earth Month, and Summer Fridays hosted a beach cleanup last weekend in Los Angeles. And that's something that we do annually. I'm really grateful for our community that came out with Summer Fridays to be able to do that in Santa Monica. And if you guys want us to do that in other places, let us know. And it's also the Sephora sale happening right now. So be sure to pick up your Summer Fridays products while this is going on. It's only for a few more days. And if you guys want recommendations for things, we've got our brand new Jet Lag Overnight Eye Serum. Jet lag mask is always great. I wear my sheer skin tint every single day. I'm currently shade 4.5. In the summer, I'm a shade 5. And our shade drops is like the most amazing SPF. It almost goes on like a primer, and it does something like blurry, amazing, glowy, dewy to your skin without being shimmery. And so I love it. It's a mineral sunscreen, and I wear this every single day. And other than that, I've just been really working and working out and spending time with my family and friends. Right now, I'm in this phase of just not being able to do too much of my personal time because work is really taking up a lot of my time right now. So the free time that I do have, I either try to see my dad for lunch, make time for my best friend. We went and saw a friend of mine this weekend, and it was really great to go see her. And just having so much gratitude around the things that I get to do in my life and the day-to-day, and enjoying that it's actually sunny in Los Angeles this week. It always feels a little bit like an endless summer living in California, but it's been the winter spring weather here, and I'm so happy for summer season. Coachella is this weekend. I'm not going to Coachella. It's so funny because I'm like, I don't know if I'm just getting older or like my friends aren't going, but I don't really have that many friends going this year. So I don't have much FOMO yet, but maybe when people start posting, I will. And I'm so old that I actually started going to Coachella when there was only one weekend. So this is before there was two weekends and there would only be one weekend and everyone's just there. And it feels now like a really long time ago. I feel like the first time I went had to be like 2010 or 2011, which is a really long time ago. So I'm really excited to see all of my friends' outfits and what people are wearing that they're going. I love watching the fashion, and I kind of feel like that fashion just ends up trickling into the summer and what people wear instead. So no Coachella for me, but I will be watching online and hopefully not having any FOMO. And then just a busy month coming up after that. So I will update you guys in more life updates. So if you guys are ready to hear from Morgan, keep listening. And don't forget to subscribe to Life with Mariana because I have new episodes every single Tuesday. It's kind of funny to be interviewing your friend, but I don't know if I actually know this. Hi. What did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be this. Is that weird?
No, it's not, because I think like there, if you have something in you where you know you're supposed to do something, I think you end up going down whatever path you feel like was meant to be.
I think that's 100% correct. And I also like, this was the only thing that I was ever really good at. And so I was just so bad at everything else that like I kind of had to. Like, it was such a clear divide of like, okay, you're good at being social. You're good at like making people laugh sometimes. You're good at like holding a room. You're not good at math. You barely can get through English. You know, you're not going to be a lawyer. So it was just very, I didn't have a lot of options, but I was also really passionate. So I feel like my destiny was planned out for me.
For sure. And when Rich Kids came to be, was reality the path that you actually thought you were going to go down to get to where you were going to be on TV? Or was that just a vehicle to like get you to where you wanted to go?
I didn't think it was going to be necessarily reality TV, but I just was like, this is the train I have to hop on right now. Like, this is going to be the thing that breaks me and gets people to know who I am on TV. So I didn't think it was going to be like reality TV in the long term, like how the Kardashians are. I knew that there would be I actually never even thought about this until this moment, but I always knew when Rich Kids started, it would not go on that long, even though I had no indication of that. That was just my gut feeling.
But then it got you to eventually hosting on E!, which at the time, it's so funny because I think when we, our age group probably growing up, was like, oh, I want to be a host on E! Or MTV or something like that. Like, was that the goal at the time?
I always wanted to be Chelsea Handler. So I didn't want to necessarily be like an MTV VJ or like a host in terms of like E! News, like the kind of host that I ended up being. I always had, well, I guess with Nightly Pop, it was sort of on brand for what I wanted. But like Chelsea Handler was like my like long-term goal inspiration. Like that's what I saw myself doing.
And now looking at anybody else, is there anyone's career path that you're like, okay, this is what I want to do. Like, this is who I'm following. Or is it really like creating your own path?
I think it's really creating my own path right now because I'm in a place right now, obviously, that's different because I have two small children. I have a very fulfilled life. I'm really happy. There's something really nice about, I mean, we talk about this all the time, but like, even though life is crazy and hectic, it is very calm. It's nice to be able to like have things during the day that I'm scheduling and then not have to do other stuff. So incorporating like a full-blown television career is stressful. So now I'm just going to forge my own path and figure out how I can fit that in. Because I definitely still want to be on TV and still do something in that form, but I don't necessarily want it to be my all-day, everyday job.
Well, your E! Crazy, like your schedule was insane. Like, I don't even think people realize like how early you were going to work at every single day and through being pregnant and through COVID.
It was so crazy to the point where you and I talk about this all the time personally of like, I'm just so, even right now talking to you, I'm so foggy today that I don't know how I sustained. And I honestly think now the feelings like meet my daily feeling of like, sometimes I'm foggy or I'm a little bit like, I don't know, I just don't feel my best all the time. I think a lot of me feeling this way is because I was so nonstop at E. Like I literally got up at E every morning at 5 o'clock. I had to be there at 6:15. I did 3 shows every single day. And then every other week I did 4 shows twice a week. It was so full on. I don't know what person was able to do that. Like I'm so not that person anymore that it was a great experience, but I could never sustain like that kind of schedule anymore, ever.
Yeah, that schedule is really crazy. And I love now that you are able to, like, you've built this platform, you were on TV, you have your social platform, and now you can really do your own thing. I saw a little sneak peek of something you were filming behind the scenes the other day. The people want to know, like, okay, what are you doing? What are you working on?
So that is, basically what I can say is I filmed an entire day of content. I have had an idea in mind since before I even started hosting at E! That I wanted to do. It's a little bit of a different format. Nobody's really done it before. So we filmed it that day. What that's going to end up being, the content is going to show us. So it might end up being a full-blown TV show weekly. I might end up doing a digital show. I might do a pod, I'm very anti-podcast, as I've said a million times before, but maybe it'll be like a digital show, like with a pod, like it'll be podcast, but obviously you can do video as well. So I'm editing now, so we'll see. But it's going to be something that's going to keep me in front of people's eyes like consistently moving forward.
Well, the first one it looks like is with Joe Jonas. So I can't wait to see what it is.
He was the
best. And who you have on next, because you are just meant to be on camera. And obviously friends with you in real life, but like who you are in real life is really who you are on TV. And you are just like that quick and witty and entertaining. So I know we're all missing like actually watching you. And every time award season happens and I'm seeing people interview or post show, I'm like, we just miss Morgan.
I love you. I mean, by the way, but also everyone who's doing those, it's like, you know, first of all, there's some really talented people doing it now. I love Heather McMahon. I think she's unbelievable. She's fucking unreal. I love her. But like those, the way they do that programming is so stale, you know, like it's time that we get something a little bit different. So yeah, I get a lot of messages of people being like, you need to be doing this. You need to be doing Fashion Police. So I think there will definitely be a little bit of that into the new project I'm doing, but I don't want to do like a show that is specific to one thing, if that makes sense.
For sure. Since this episode is all about style and staple pieces and stuff to invest in, I want to tell you about one of my favorite brands that I love, especially based here in Los Angeles. And you are in for a treat because support for today's episode comes from Jenni Kayne. I finally found a uniform I am completely obsessed with, and Jenni Kayne is a California brand through and through. And their staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. From luxurious cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevated versions of all your everyday basics, not to mention the most incredible home essentials too, Jenni Kayne is here to help you live your best year yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order. Go to JenniKayne.com and use the code Mariana to get 15% off. Their sweaters are the quintessential must-have item, and this season especially, I can't get enough of their cotton collection. The new cotton Foster sweater and Cameron crewneck are the perfect everyday pieces, and as the days get warmer, you can bet I'll be wearing them on repeat. I get so many compliments every time I wear a Jenni Kayne sweater because they're so comfortable and I can truly live in them all year long. They're really known for their super luxe yet lightweight sweaters, and they really do relax knits better than anyone. And not only do I love the things that I wear from them, but also from my home. I have so many things from cups and plates and pillows and throws, so you have everything you could want for a perfectly curated home. Find your new uniform at JenniKayne.com, and our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use the code Mariana at checkout. That's 15% off your first order, JenniKayne.com, promo code Mariana. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. Well, we love your personality. We love your personal style. You obviously have the best style. Anyone who follows you like really knows that. So how do you describe your personal style?
I feel like people ask me this and I give the same boring answer, but it really is so classic with like a little bit of a twist. Like I'm never trying to like give you something a little extra. It's just the way my, it's so weird to say this, but like how my brain works. Like I just naturally gravitate towards things that are like really easy silhouettes, really easy things to pair together, things that you can keep for a really long time. Like I've said this before, so I hate repeating myself, but it's such a, I feel like I give such a spiel of like, oh, like basics. And but that's really how people, I think women I know get dressed every single day. Unless you're like a Leandra Medine, who's like once in a generation style icon, who's like living in that persona, like that is who she is. Like most girls get up every day and they're like grabbing the pair of pants that look the best on them with the same shirt. Like, don't you wear a variation of the same thing every single day?
I wear the same thing every single day. And the stuff I have, I just get it in multiple colors. And right. I wear pretty much the same thing all the time, which actually makes it just easier for me to get dressed because a lot of times I don't want to think about it. I do have a section, I do have a rack where I have like outfits either put together or anything new that's coming in, I have to put on a rack because if I put it away in my clothes with everything else, I will forget that it's mixed in. So I want to make sure I'm wearing the stuff that I'm actually buying.
100%. I'm with you. And I've really pulled back on the last like 3 months. Like I've really gone like on a shopping hiatus because I was just drowning. First of all, it is a combination of like not having enough physical space for all the clothes that I have. So that's problem number one. It's not like I have so much stuff. It's that I don't have, ironically, I have the smallest closet in the world. So where I'm talking to you from, my office has become my other closet. So things are just like, I had to put a stop to it and really start to put together. I think that's really great what you said about having a rack of like outfits that are already put together.
Yeah, because like literally running to an event and then there's no time to get ready. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to wear? But you were talking about uniform and things that you usually wear. So let's talk daytime first. You're getting dressed, you're running errands, you're with your kids, you're going to lunch. What are you wearing during the day?
Okay, so it's definitely some sort of like baggy-ish jean, or like I'll do a Wrangly, not even a plug, but this is a genuine fact. I'll do the Wrangly work pant. They're so easy to throw on. I'll wear them with a big sweater. I'll wear them with a blazer, like a leather, more like a leather jacket. So it's always some sort of like jacket, like leather jacket or blazer, and then a sweater underneath. I always base layer with a white t-shirt. I just feel like that's the thing. If I have to like take all my clothes off, that's what I want to be in the most. Jeans, usually jeans like that are old, or the work pant, or like I'll do a ballet flat. I very rarely, when I'm running around LA, will throw on a sneaker unless I'm actually going to the gym. Like I have a bunch of those Chanel sneakers that I wear for travel. I'm not wearing that when I'm, it's usually like it's a ballet flat or it's some sort of like furry slide if I'm like going to like a beauty appointment.
Okay, but we have to talk about Vans, because if you're wearing a sneaker, The Vans checkered sneaker, you totally revived this shoe to the point where every time I'm seeing everyone's like, I haven't seen anyone wear this shoe in so long, and you brought it back.
I'm not. It's so humorous to me because I'll get like a few messages that are like, what are you talking about? Like, I've been wearing Vans forever. This was not planned. This is something that I mean, when Vans sent me a note that said you literally brought this shoe back, I was like, what the f*** happened here? Like, I wore them twice online, Mariana, twice. Like, this is not like I have been promoting them. They have gone so viral to the point where people are like, you must have stock in the business. They must be paying you. This is an organic thing that happened. I've been a long time wearer of Vans. I have old posts from years ago. Like, I've always worn those checkered Vans. And I don't know. It's taken off. And I think it's maybe just a product that, you know, some of the things that I wear are not the most attainable, let's say, to the average person. So I think the Vans were the first time that everyone felt like they could just get in on it. And I'm so flattered by it, but it is literally crazy how much these Vans, I mean, I get like, I don't even repost the stuff anymore, but like, I am getting like 15 messages a day with people wearing Vans. Crazy. Their kids wearing Vans, their husbands wearing Vans. It's nuts.
I even went by the store the other day at Century City, and I don't know if this was changed before and after, but the shoes on the mannequins in the window were
checker
those shoes. So I'm like, I don't know if they switched it because of this or if they were already there, but now I'm noticing it so much. And I think it is what you just said. It's like, it's something that was attainable. So if somebody aspired to have your style, they could actually buy something that you're wearing. So from that, do you feel like there's any lesson learned there that you might want to apply to Ringly?
Yeah, I think there, yes. You know what? That's a really good question because we have had some internal talks about offering stuff, very like some, maybe like a basic uniform at a lower price point. So yes, I have learned there's some things that I'm going to take away from this collab but I also think at the same token, you can't plan for something like this. Like, this is just one of those things that just like takes off on its own, and not every single thing that you put out there, people are going to respond to the same way. So, but yes, to answer your question, yes.
And did you have them in your closet already? Like your old pair? Okay. I was like, I didn't know if you bought a new one, and just like, what made you pull them out that day? You were just like, okay, I'm ready to wear these shoes again.
Literally. And that's how I am. I think that's why people respect how I dress, because everything is so authentic to me and so me. And I literally have had these, I had the Vans that I wore. This is so embarrassing. And this is my fogginess. I don't remember I wore them in a reel a few weeks ago, but I had worn them before that. And I don't even remember what piece of content I wore them in to have this all start. That's how literally, like, did I do a TikTok? I don't think I even did a TikTok in them.
I think I saw I think it was like an Instagram story mirror selfie or something.
You know what? Can I tell you? This is what happened. Thank you for reminding me. I took my kids to Pasadena to go to this like kids museum, and I needed a shoe, and the Chanel sneakers, they're just a bit, they make my foot a bit cramped. And I was like, what do I have? I was like, I should wear these. And that's what happened. And then from there, it was like TikTok. And then I wore them one more time on Instagram. And I'm not kidding. I think yesterday I saw on Poshmark, they tagged me that the search of Vans on Poshmark is up 54%.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you're looking to do a little bit of shopping, let me tell you about a few things going on. So at Macy's right now, they have the lowest prices of the season. So if you shop from April 9th to April 14th, shop on Macy's.com or in store, and they have amazing sales from 40 to 60% off, and they've also got 20 to 75% off home and luggage, 40 to 60% off women's clothes, shoes, and handbags, and 50 to 60% off men's suits, shoes, ties, and more. They've got amazing brands like Tommy Hilfiger, Samsonite, and more, and they've got all-day specials Tuesday through Sunday. A piece that I would add into my wardrobe that actually looks like something much more expensive I have in my closet is the women's short sleeve ribbed polo sweater. It's by the brand On 34th, and it comes in four different colors. It's really cute. It's short sleeve, and it's got this like nice ribbing, and it comes in really cute spring colors. I will link it in the show notes because this is a really great staple piece to add into your wardrobe, and I could see myself wearing this from work to out or on vacation. And during the great shoe sale that is happening from April 9th to 21st, it's 30 to 40% off of the latest shoe trends from brands like Madden Girl, Steve Madden, Inc., and more. You can shop these at Macy's.com or in store. Okay, so you just talked about your kids, and you were like, okay, dressing for comfort or for function of doing something with them. Has your style changed at all since becoming a mom?
Yeah, I think it has. It's not as precious. Like, it really is a baggy jean, because at the end of the day, I'm running after them. I'm having to pick them up. I'm having to squat, bend down, get up. And as much as we love a Kelly and we love a Birkin, like you definitely need a bag with a big strap. So like the Bottega bags are really helpful. Like things that you could just pile shit in is really what you need. And at the end of the day, that is who I am 5 of the 7 days, right? Like I am, or I'm going to the gym and I'm dropping my daughter off at preschool and I'm wearing like, I always think about this, but shout out to Nicole Richie, because when we were in our young youth and she was doing Simple Life or whatever, and then post Simple Life, she literally, I mean, her gym looks were so iconic. And after we get off, you have to look like there was like leggings and always like a really chic oversized leather jacket with a scarf or a beanie. Like she always looked unbelievable for the gym. That's what I aspire to look like during the week when I'm with my kids.
You can be like functional and still fashionable at the same time.
Totally. I was always going to be that way no matter what. I had to still stay myself.
Okay. I got to talk about shoes for a second because I feel like there's one shoe, an ankle boot. So you were on a podcast before and people were like up in arms. They could not believe that you didn't like an ankle boot. Do you not like an ankle boot at all, period? Or do you only not like it when you're like seeing the leg?
I don't like an ankle boot. Yeah. So if you're wearing an ankle boot under pants that you cannot detect that they're ankle boots, that's totally fine. I don't find them to be flattering on anybody. Again, I don't care if you're Arena Shake. They're not a flattering cut on anybody. It's a very challenging thing to make look good. So I don't mind. And also like when I'm wearing a flat moto boot that's hitting at the ankle, that's different from like a suede black ankle boot or a leather black ankle. That's a different thing here. So people are like, you don't like ankle boots. I'm like, combat short boots are not the same as an ankle boot. A heeled ankle boot needs to be concealed. I stand by that. They're not flattering. They don't look good. It makes me itch to think about wearing a dress and then wearing an ankle boot. Like, I just feel like I might as well just chop my leg off in the rainforest. Awful. Nope. No.
I love your strong opinions on shoes because I'm just thinking back to like over the years of like, okay, now there's Vans, there's the ankle boot. Like I think of you like being so synonymous too with like a Chanel ballet flat. Like there's just like all these moments. And it really came back to OG people who have followed you for a long time of like boobs and lubes.
Totally. And that's the thing also, like somebody asked me the other day, they were like, so how has your style evolved since Rich Kids? I'm like, everything I wore in Rich Kids, minus some of the denim that was very specific, very niche for that time, I would wear now. And I think people like that, right? Like I haven't gone through these major, the biggest transformation was a much needed one was my hair in the last few months. That's the thing that has really, the biggest thing that I have changed about myself in the last 10 years.
I think it just suits you so well. I love it short. I love how you're styling it.
I appreciate it. Sometimes it gets a little mumsy. It gets a little mommy, but it is. The thing about this haircut is it's weirdly more maintenance, high maintenance than the extensions because it has to get chopped like every 3 weeks. And we love Chris McMillan, but he's not available every 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Like you really got to get in there. So otherwise it gets to be a weird length and it's not sharp. And then it's not giving Hailey Bieber bob. It's giving like mom in her 30s bob. And there is a difference, let me tell you.
I want to go into Wrangly because yes. I love the pieces. I am obsessed with my pants. I saw you at an event the other day and you were like, are you wearing a Wrangly sweater? I'm like, yes, I am. I love the pieces. So how are you how would you describe what you're trying to create here? Like, what is the vibe? What is the brand?
The brand is an extension of my personal style. It's definitely filling in holes that I had in my closet prior to starting it. It's not a brand of basics. I think we make and provide great basics. We're really building out our t-shirts and our sweaters, and the sweaters and the t-shirts that we've already sold so far or have been available, I could not be more proud of. You know, what the sweaters that we provide, like that takes so much time and so much fabric sourcing and so many blends of different things. Like it's not like you get a sample sweater and you're like, yeah, I'm going to make that. Like you have to create that sweater. It's a lot harder than people think. And so Wrangly is going to, you know what I'll say about Wrangly? It is your basics. It's your classic dressing. It's your long-term dressing, but coming on fall, there's going to be some of that twist that I talk about in the beginning of this where I'm like, oh, I'll throw a little unexpected thing in there. That's what's going to start to evolve with Wrangly.
But I'm so excited.
I love that you love it because you truly do support it and I couldn't be more appreciative. Like you buy the stuff, which is so nice. I mean, you sell a product, like you know what it's like. Like sometimes you're like, okay, can you just buy it?
It's hard like to create a brand and to have the products like be out there and like the stuff is really good and I love the colors too. Like the colors that you're choosing for the seasons too. I was so excited because obviously I'm in a blue phase right now of all things jet lag blue. So I was like, okay, I need the blue pants. You have a blue skirt coming. I'm sure there's going to be a blue like tee or sweater.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. I'm really specific about the colors and I want to make sure that the colors all are complementary to one another. Like nothing stresses me out more than when you see a runway collection and there's this like one random cobalt blue thing and you're like, well, where does that belong? Like, who is that for? Like, it's just, I don't like cobalt blue personally. I actually hate that color. But I'm just saying like everything feels like a little family. And I think that also psychologically makes it easier for the girls who are buying this to get dressed as well because we provide the vision as well.
So you guys might have remembered the Erewhon smoothie that I did, which I cannot believe it was 2 years ago now. And when we were working on the brands and the ingredients and what I wanted to put in the smoothie, one of the brands was Malk Almond Milk. I love their milks. They also have an oat milk as well and some other things. And the reason why I like them is the simple ingredients. I don't want to have a lot of extra stuff in my dairy-free milks, and that's why I love theirs so much. You can actually get it on Amazon too, which is really convenient. And if you use my code, you'll get 15% off. But Malk is a premium plant-based milk. It's made with simple, high-quality ingredients. They offer incredibly great taste without fillers, gums, seed oils, artificial flavors, or any other additives that so many other plant-based milks unfortunately use. That's why I like using them. And I know you guys probably hear so many of the podcast episodes where we talk about seed oils and how you should avoid them. So that's why I love this milk. And they launched a new shelf-stable version of their unsweetened almond and original oat milk. It's made with the same ingredients and same great taste, but it's now available in a convenient option for stocking up without worrying about fridge space. You can find it now at Whole Foods across the country or on Amazon in a convenient six-pack. Malk is crafted with the same three core ingredients you know and trust. Almond milk is made with just organic almonds, filtered water, and Himalayan pink salt. That's it. Same with oat milk. It's just gluten-free oats, filtered water, and Himalayan pink salt. All their products are certified organic and simply made with nothing to hide. You can find shelf-stable milk at your local Whole Foods or in a convenient six-pack on Amazon. Head to your local Whole Foods to find shelf-stable milk or grab it in a convenient six-pack on Amazon. Use code 15LIFEWITHMH for 15% off a six-pack of shelf-stable milk on Amazon.com. So we talked about your daytime outfit. I want to talk about your nighttime outfits. People love to watch you get dressed on TikTok and put an outfit together. Like, where do you start? Do you say, like, I want to wear this specific piece and then style around it? Or what are you doing?
Oh God, I need to do more of those. So just like what you said, like there's never really time to get ready. And I'm somebody that weirdly is like always when I have so many clothes until I have to go somewhere. And then I'm like, wait, I have absolutely nothing to wear. So unless it's like a specific event, like it's black tie, a wedding, or like a formal party, there's not a lot of planning. And even for those, like it's, I'm just deciding the day before buying something online. Like, I don't try anything on. I always just kind of know and hope for the best. So for nighttime, it's kind of, if I'm going to a casual dinner with my husband, like it's some kind of sexy blouse or it's like a more formal, like tuxedo blazer or a sweater that's tighter and like a baggier jean. Like, I don't really plan, or like if it's something that I want to look really good for, there usually is some sort of leather piece. Like I'll do leather pants and a black, but it's always some sort of sweater or blouse variation with like either a tailored pant or a leather pant, or I'll do tights and a skirt. But I feel like we're venturing out of that now because it's getting to be more spring, even though it's still fucking freezing, by the way.
So if someone is like building their wardrobe, they want to dress like you. What are kind of like these staple pieces that you always like to have, regardless of like the brand or price point?
Yeah, I think always having like a black leather blazer, a black blazer, summer and fall, there's a difference. Black doesn't mean it goes for every single season, right? So I think like, I'll start with that. Seasonal dressing, I think, is really important, whether you're in Los Angeles or you're in Antarctica. Like, we still have seasons here. It might not be as dramatic, like drastic as the rest of the country, but like, you still don't want to be in an open-toe shoe at the end of November because it's hot. Like, it's still just not what you should be doing. Just, it doesn't work. For me, I don't think so. So for me, it's like a black blazer, summer and fall. I love a leather blazer. I love like some sort of like fun, more of a fun jacket that makes more of a statement. And I think having a trench coat in any color is really important. I think you can go really fun with that. I have a bunch of like really, I do like yellow and orange, and you can wear that with black leather pants. You can wear that with jeans, white t-shirt, black t-shirt. You can do all monochromatic. You do all orange if you wanted. Like, I think a trench coat, a blazer, and like a fun jacket is really, and a puffer, and some kind of puffer that you can throw on.
I actually watched your stories too about like when you went to New York and you were like, I'm the queen of packing and not overpacking. So how do you pack for trips and make sure you still like all your outfits?
Okay, so I hate, yeah, exactly what you said. I hate overpacking. I wear my biggest jacket on the airplane and I'll pack one more. But I try to create outfits that I can rewear the same jacket. I mean, realistically, I try to wear the things that I'm not wearing in town, because if I go somewhere colder, like if I go to New York, but if you're only going for 4 days, it's miserable to have too much stuff. So in my suitcase is always like 4 sweaters, 4 t-shirts. I pack a lot of underwear, 3 pairs of pants, and then I'll have like one going out night look. And that's kind of it. That's really all I pack, like just basics and neutrals that I can throw on top of each other. And then if we have a plan, like we're going to go to wherever for dinner and it's a little bit more of, I don't know, a thing, then I'll have like tights and like either a skirt or shorts and a blazer, like I'll pack that outfit. But usually on those trips, like plans change and you're like, I just want to be comfy and I just want to throw on a jacket and look cool.
I think those are such great tips for packing, because I always overpack and I really think a great jacket makes an outfit. So when you're looking for a blazer or a jacket, is there something that you're looking for? Because not all blazers are the same.
I personally love a double-breasted blazer. I just think it looks so much cooler daytime and nighttime. I think it looks more polished for nighttime, and daytime, it just makes you look like you have 100 Zooms that day, even though you don't have shit to do. I just like it better, unless it's a suit. Like I have a black Celine suit that has a single button and it goes with the pants and like that works together. But if you're wearing a blazer on its own, it needs to be double-breasted. I just think it looks better. Am I really going, do I sound insane?
No, I think because people love how you dress, so I think they want to figure it out. So let's talk high-low shopping. So affordable end, what are some of your favorite websites?
I love J.Crew. I think they have really good basics. I feel like I'm not the best Zara shopper, but every time I see somebody walking down the street and they have something cute on that's random that I haven't seen it, I'm like, where is that from? They're like, it's Zara. And I am just, for some reason, I can't sift through Zara very well, but like they obviously have really good products that people love and look really high end on them. So I think those are really good options. And I feel like white t-shirts and jeans, like black jeans, white jeans, they don't need to be expensive to look good. Like I firmly believe in that. It's really about finding what fits your silhouette. And that's the other thing why I hate trends and, or what should I do? You need to find the silhouettes that fit your body. Just like you said, oh, I buy things in multiple colors because you know that you like that. That's what everybody needs to focus on versus like having the latest something. Right? Because at the end of the day, every season, it's just a different iteration of something. And if you are alive long enough, like you've had that from 5 years ago, right? Like things are just being recreated in a slightly different way. So I think to buy classic pieces and stuff like that just sets you up for success long term.
For sure. And so I am trying to invest in more things. Where are you shopping?
Where am I shopping? It's funny because I have not been shopping for a long time, but my brands are YSL. My brands are Celine. Obviously, I wear a lot of Wrangly, which is actually the most, not even a plug again, but the thing I'm most proud of with Wrangly is I actually wear it. And I'm so fortunate because I get to wear really beautiful things and choose things that I really like and that are really special. And I still opt for Wrangly. What else? I do very specific Chanel pieces. Obviously, I'm obsessed with the flats, but the clothes, I really take my time. I really make sure it's cool. Dries Van Noten, I definitely have my Row pieces, Bottega, Prada.
Any of the retailers, like, are you like Moda, Opera? Like, where do you like to shop?
Moda, I feel like Moda has the most special pieces. They're the most curated website. And I like that I don't feel overwhelmed on Moda, where some of these other brands, there's just so many things happening on their sites or different sites. I love My Teresa. I'm a huge My Teresa girly. But for me, I'm looking at this rack of clothes again as I talk to you, and I purchased most of that in person. I want to feel the clothes that I'm buying. Not because I need to. I have a really good eye. I can say that. I know what's going to look good. I know what's going to feel good. But I like the experience, like the emotional, the serotonin you get of like, oh, I'm trying this on. I feel like I can wear it with all these different things and just have a connection to the piece. I just want to feel, I want to be in a relationship with the clothes. Mm-hmm. I want to know what I'm doing with her. I don't know. You know, she can't just show up and then I'm like, where are you going?
I know that you've been on this health and wellness journey after having kids. What happened or what did you think was happening? And like, what have you found out now?
Apparently, I have some hypoglycemia happening. So I guess prior and when I was working at E, like I was just not eating properly, which I know sounds crazy, but I'm very like, I've recognized now that I need to eat breakfast. I need to eat lunch, and I eat not necessarily a smaller dinner. I'm just not dying by the time I get to dinner. Whereas before, I was like, oh, I'll have coffee and a banana and I'll have a little bit of food. But I was just going through the day so quickly. I didn't realize that like I wasn't getting a proper meal in, which I know sounds insane, but I just still deal with this physical anxiety. It's not as bad as it used to be. And I don't know if that's just anxiety that's manifested into the physical now. But and then I'm also just a little foggy. And the fogginess isn't, it's not a lapse in brain function. It's literally like a sensitivity to light. And there's like almost like a glaze over my eye. It's very strange. But like I do the glutathione every morning. I'm taking supplements. I drink I told you to get that adrenal cocktail. Like I do that as much as possible. Like I try to eat not that much processed food, which is tough, as I had McDonald's last weekend. And I just try to be a little bit more conscious. But yeah, I just, you know, I feel like every month there's something else, right? Like you just never feel like, I don't know, like when you were 25.
No, it's like way different now. I feel very aware of every single little thing now. I'm like, so if I don't do one thing right for one day, I just feel so off. And I'm like, how did I function in my 20s versus how I am now that I have to do all of these things every single day just to feel good?
Just to feel good. And it's so, and it's also these things like you go through all of these, I don't know if you've done this, but you go through all of these testings you go through. I mean, the last time I gave blood, I gave like 24 pages worth of blood. And she's like, listen, you have a little low vitamin D and that's about it. I'm like, then why do I feel like shit? Why do I feel like shit? This is not normal, you know? And it consumes you because you're like, why can no one tell me what it is?
So I've seen you've been strength training lately. I feel like you were like pushing something that looked really heavy. What is your self-care and workout routines? Like, what are you doing right now?
Okay, I go to the proper gym with a trainer an hour, three times a week. And it's changed my life. I love it. I feel like my body has never weirdly been better. I feel like it's finally toned me up in a different way than like, I obviously love hot Pilates. And that's sort of something that you just like, you go and you detox and you sweat out all the shit, but you're not like, it's hard to like stay on rhythm and tone every part of your body in that class. So I strength train and I really try to do a walk every other day for 10,000 steps. So I walk and I go to the gym. And sometimes I'll do hot Pilates.
I love a walk.
That's good. But I love a walk, but it's really food, right?
But I love going out to eat and I love enjoying food. So it's like, and it's hard, especially when you travel so much. So I really do try to have like my routine of all these other things of like working out and going for walks and all those things. So your walks, are you going with friends? Do you usually go in the morning?
We usually go in the morning. Sometimes we go when like our kids are napping because obviously like that's so much easier to leave. So you don't have a toddler. You'll get there when the toddler is like screaming and holding onto your ankle. That's the most, talk about cortisol. That is the most stressful thing you experience because you're literally like you're a tiny irrational human, but mommy has to just get 10,000 steps, sweetie. So you got to leave me alone. So sometimes we go at 1 o'clock and really try to hit between at least 8,500 to 10,000. And I think walking, it's just, it's great, obviously, for your mental. It's great for leaning you out. I feel like when I go to the gym and I feel sore, it just like relieves the, I don't know, lactic acid or whatever. I just, walking is so, 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 so good.
I have a couple quick styling questions to end with. Wait. Formula for the perfect everyday outfit.
White t-shirt, black blazer, blue jeans, and a ballet flat.
Best splurge item.
Birkin or Kelly.
Size.
Don't talk dirty to me. I'm in my 35 Birkin era or my 28 Kelly era. But I mean, yeah.
35 is a big one.
I love it.
Most underrated accessory.
Oh my God. Sunglasses.
Yeah, you love a good sunglass.
Love.
Your most used accessory.
Sunglasses.
Thoughts on skinny jeans.
Love. Staying forever. I've never left them. I love them.
Favorite season of the year for fashion?
Fall.
Ooh, because jackets?
Yeah, jackets. And also I have such good jackets because they make better jackets than they do everything else. It's easier to find a jacket than it is jeans.
Must try peas from Ringley.
Oh my God. They're not out yet. Okay, the cargo skirt.
It's very good.
It's so cute.
Classic chic shoe everyone should have.
No budget, ballet flat, Chanel ballet flat. So easy. And a classic black pump.
Okay, last question. 3 brands to shop at forever.
Wrangley, YSL, Chanel.
Good ones. Great choices.
Right?
Great ones. Okay, thank you, Morgan, so much. As always, you're the best, and I appreciate you for coming on. Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to subscribe to my podcast and rate and review because it would mean so much to me. And follow me on Instagram at @Mariana_Hewitt to see what episodes are coming up next.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.